today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
So weak, tight ankles limit a player's ability to run and jump to their potential.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done.
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
This is Fran Frischeller from ESPN, and you are listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
Thank you for tuning into the show that is sincerely committed to raising the game at every level by making every episode of Micro Clinic. I'm your host, Alan Stein. Today's show is brought to you by Dr. Dish, the only shooting machine that we endorse at Pure Sweat. In today's episode, I share the importance of purposeful and progressive ankle and foot training for reducing the likelihood of injury and for improving movement and basketball athleticism. But before I jump in, did you know that the Crossover team makes film sessions easy and efficient by organizing your video clips for you? You can quickly and easily share all of your clipped film with every player and coach in your program on any mobile device. Visit crossoverwithak.com/puresweat to try a game for free and let them help you be more productive in the film room next season. A basketball player's feet are extremely important. Basketball is supposed to be played standing upright on 2 feet. Therefore, every movement a player makes on the court is initiated through their feet. Everything starts at the feet. Similarly, can you guess what the most common injury is for basketball players at every level? Nope, it's not the knee. Yeah, it's the ankle. Strong feet and mobile ankles will lessen the occurrence of injury, decrease the time lost if an injury does occur, and will improve performance on the court. As obvious as these statements sound, most players and coaches put very little priority on training the feet properly. The goal of this episode is to change that. So please, share this with every coach and player you know. Now, before I go further, let me make it crystal clear that this is not a research project or a case study. This is simply an episode and my stance on training the feet and my opposition to ankle braces and tape. That's purely my opinion. I'm in no way trying to refute the advice of qualified athletic trainers, podiatrists, or any legit study that's been conducted. However, this opinion is based on 15 years of experience in the field with thousands of hours of observation and a firm understanding of how the human body is meant to move, as well as numerous conversations I've had with other performance colleagues and professionals. Basketball shoes, by design, are to be rigid, with stiff soles to create as much stability as possible. To further increase stability, many players choose to wear ankle braces or get their ankles taped. Here lies the problem. By inviting external stability, you drastically limit the ankle's mobility. And the ankle joint was designed to be mobile. Severely limiting mobility will weaken the muscles of the ankles and feet. What happens to a person's forearm muscle when their arm has been immobilized in a cast from a broken wrist? Yeah, it atrophies. It weakens. It's the old use it or lose it. Well, so do the muscles of the feet when they're confined to rigid shoes and ankle braces for long periods of time. I know basketball players who wear basketball shoes and ankle braces over 20 to 25 hours per week. That's very similar to being in a cast. Now, I'm not opposed to wearing basketball shoes when playing. The stability and support is necessary for the types of planting and cutting that a basketball player does. But you don't need to wear them when you're training. And ankle braces? Tape? With the exception of a player who suffered a previous ankle injury or someone taking a direct recommendation from a qualified foot specialist, ankle braces and tape are absolutely unnecessary when playing and when training. Are you not convinced? Flip on any ESPN classic game and watch some of the NBA games from the 70s or even 80s. In addition to wearing shorts that look like boxer briefs, every single player was wearing low-top Adidas sneakers. No braces, no tape. Guess what? They had very few ankle injuries. And for you dinosaurs and old-school purists, what did players wear before the Adidas shell tops? Yeah, Chuck Taylors. Those hardly qualify as a shoe. It's basically a thin piece of canvas and a flat rubber sole. I mean, talk about no ankle support. Yet despite the archaic footwear, there were very few ankle injuries in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Far less than there are today. You know why? Because players back then had strong feet and mobile ankles. Ankle braces weaken ankles and limit mobility, not to mention limit natural movement. Given how important the feet and ankles are, why would you intentionally do something that makes them weaker and less mobile? It makes no sense. Every time a player runs or jumps, they do what's called triple extension. They extend at their ankles, knees, and hips. If any one of those joints is not working properly, it limits the function and movement of the other two. So weak, tight ankles limit a player's ability to run and jump to their potential. Having weak, tight ankles will also cause the body to compensate in a variety of ways during movement, which can lead to knee and back issues. Remember, everything starts at the feet. So, how do you strengthen a player's ankles and feet? By setting them free. Take off your shoes. When you work out in your bare feet, or with socks on, you can feel all of the intrinsic muscles of your toes, feet, and ankles working and gripping. At first, this will feel very liberating and probably a little awkward because you rarely get to feel these muscles working when you're wearing basketball shoes and ankle braces. Now, quick note, I'm only suggesting barefoot training for players with healthy feet and no pre-existing conditions. Must be cleared by a doctor. Players with excessively high arches, previous stress fractures, or ankle sprains should only do barefoot training under the supervision of a qualified medical professional. So, how much is the right amount of barefoot training? Once a player has become acclimated to a variety of rudimentary barefoot exercises, they should do as many things barefoot as they can within the confines of a safe, controlled training environment. For most players, 5 to 10 minutes of barefoot work per workout is a good rule of thumb. Now, if you've been wearing ankle braces or tape regularly for an extended period of time, you actually need to wean yourself off of them. Don't go from wearing them all of the time to not at all. Cold turkey won't work. Your ankles and feet won't be ready for that. You're begging for an injury. You need to begin a progressive structured ankle and foot strengthening program while at the same time slowly decreasing your dependence on the braces or tape. So what should you do in your bare feet? Many of the same things you do with your shoes on. Squats, lunges, dynamic flexibility movements, and low-level hops on a soft surface are great ways to strengthen your ankles and feet when done shoeless. So to summarize, I personally feel very strongly that ankle braces and tape are not for players with healthy feet and ankles. Ankle braces and tape weaken the feet and make the ankles less mobile. Ankle braces and tape create additional stress and impact on the knees and lower back. And ankle braces and tape reduce a player's potential to run as fast and jump as high as they're capable of. So keep your feet strong and keep your ankles mobile this offseason. Well, that's it for me. I appreciate you listening. I hope I helped you raise your game. I want to thank our partners at Dr. Dish for uplifting basketball training with their groundbreaking shooting machines. Check out drdishbasketball.com for more. All right, let's get back in the gym.